The Lord's Resistance Army has been terrorizing parts of Africa for a quarter of a century now. The small rebel group is known for abducting children and brutally killing villagers. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama announced that he's sending about 100 military advisors to Africa to help stop the LRA once and for all. LRA victims are applauding, but some observers are skeptical this latest effort will make a difference. Dennis Porter reports.
There may be no rebel group in Africa so feared as the Lord's Resistance Army. It's led by a man named Joseph Kony, who claims to have spiritual powers. Over the years, he's kept his forces strong by abducting tens of thousands of children, first in Uganda and then in neighboring countries. Walter was 3 years old when the LRA attacked his village. They set his sister on fire.
She was burnt. She burnt very badly. And a bullet came and shot me too. Yeah.
Walter has one glass eye now, and his face is badly disfigured. The United States has tried to help put an end to the LRA several times over the years. This time, the Obama administration is sending about 100 special operations troops toward that end. Virginia Blazer is with the U.S. State Department in Uganda.
We're in a position to be able to help, and we've been asked to help, and we're delighted to do so.
The promise of American troops is welcome news to some who knew the LRA firsthand.
So if the American soldiers come, that is very good. They have to fight Joseph Kony and give freedom to the people of Africa.
James was a soldier with the LRA. He was abducted when he was 5. He was given a gun and spent the next 4 years traveling throughout Sudan and Uganda, slaughtering villagers.
I don't remember right now because there are so many. I don't remember. Cannot count them right now.
When James was 9, he injured his leg and couldn't walk. The LRA abandoned him. When Sudanese fighters found him, James figured he'd be killed. Then, he says, a large white man stood in front of him.
I said, this man is always going to kill me or he's going to eat me. Because he was too big. He had a big stomach. Yeah.
The man with the big stomach was Sam Childers, a one-time American drug dealer turned evangelical pastor who went to Africa to try to rescue child soldiers. A Hollywood movie came out this year based on his story. It's called Machine Gun Preacher.
You in an army or something?
We are freedom fighters.
I'm Sam. Nice to meet you.
The real-life Childers likes the idea of sending in U.S. Special Forces.
The deciding factor is how far are they willing to go to end this problem. So let's just hope they're going in to do the job right.
But going in doesn't exactly describe this mission. U.S. officials say fewer than 50 special forces will enter the country where the LRA is now operating. And the State Department says no American troops will actually fight the LRA. The U.S. has provided logistical assistance in the past to help track down Kony. A failed effort in 2008 set off a series of civilian massacres by the LRA. Still, advocates say they're optimistic this time will be different. John Bradshaw is with the Enough Project, a group that's lobbied the U.S. government to take action against the LRA.
There have been a number of U.S. personnel involved over the years, never at the number that we're going to see at this time. And the main thing is that they will be more actively engaged with the regional forces. I think this is going to be better managed, better information, and has a better chance of success.
But many LRA experts are less enthusiastic.
I'm not very sure that the efforts made by the U.S. today will come up with sizable results. I'm quite pessimistic about it.
Frederick Kaseka Natali is a political economist specializing in conflict at Makerere University in Kampala. He says countries like Uganda get a lot of international aid to fight the LRA threat. He says it's a cash cow that gives them an incentive to keep fighting without actually bringing Kony in.
It is a cash cow for further escapades and further escapades and further escapades.
Still, people like James, the former LRA fighter, are hoping this effort will be the final one, partly because the LRA fears American soldiers.
If they fight really, really very seriously.
He says if American soldiers are truly committed, Joseph Kony may give up and tell his troops to surrender and live in peace. For The World, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.